Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Hi, Monica. How you doing? My name is Shanika Williams. I've been trying to contact, I don't know, I guess you or whoever I've been texting on this number.
Okay,
because, well, the paperwork that was sent over to me that I would needed to fill out the I-9 form, mm-hmm, and the bank statement, I was able to do the direct deposit form, but I didn't have a check. Is that going to be liable, or I still need a check?
No, it's fine. I actually see your information here. It's for the account.
Okay.
141.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't have to put a picture of a check or anything.
Okay, so the I-9 form. Do you have an email? I can send it directly to you, because on that DocuSign, it kept telling me that my Social Security number was invalid. So I was able to save it.
Okay.
Huh?
There is a glitch in the system, but let me see if it's, and maybe I might have it. I see that you were texting me yesterday. I was actually out of the office yesterday. I wasn't in the office. So
okay.
I didn't get a response back, but let me look, mm-hmm, at the I-9. Hold on. So sometimes it does submit it. Other times it doesn't. It's,
mm-hmm,
been acting up. But let me check right now.
It wouldn't let me submit it, so I doubt if y'all got it.
See, we got it, but it just seems like you didn't finish it, and it's because of that. But you say you downloaded it?
Yeah, I saved it on my laptop. I just saved it as a download, and I have the full thing on there where everything's signed and all that stuff like that. I don't think I'm missing anything, because I did go through the full form, and every time I hit submit, it kept going back to that one thing with my, you know, the Social Security number saying it was invalid.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Don't worry. I sent you I texted you right now my email address. Just send it over to my email.
Okay, I see it.
And then I'll upload it here in your file.
Okay.
Other than that, let me see. Your 2-year residency proof. Do you have I'm missing your 2-year residency proof. Do you have like any old IDs?
And that's what I was asking too, because I found some mail from last October. Well, it's my bank statement,
mm-hmm,
from last October with my old address on there. Because I only, mm-hmm, been living where I live at for a year. Since Christmas of last year, from 2024 of Christmas, that's when I moved in my house.
Oh, I see. So we're gonna. Well, were you living in the state of Pennsylvania?
Yes, I was living in the state of Pennsylvania. I have something with my old address on it. It's my bank statement with my old address on here, but it's from 2024. It's not from 2023.
It has to be from 2023 or older. You can't pull up.
I don't have anything from 2023. I can't find none of my stuff from 2023. So I don't, and I can't, I have my old ID, but now I can't find it. I don't know where I put it.
You can call your bank and see if they can email you an old statement, or do you have like online banking?
I do have online banking. I could go on there and see if I could download something off of there. From 2023. I'll go on there now and see if I can find something and try to see what I can do.
Okay.
And where am I sending that to? Because that's what I was asking too. Where would I be sending my documents from?
You can email it to me. The email that I sent you, mnarvaez@familyfirsthhc.com.
Uh-huh.
Just send it all together with, like, your I-9W-4, send it to your residency proof. And,
mm-hmm,
did you make it to your appointment that we had scheduled?
Yeah, for the TB test. I got to call them. Well, because they draw blood.
Uh-huh.
I never took a TB test that draw blood. And they never told me when was I going to get the results or anything. So I have to contact them and ask them, is my results available? And see how I'll be able to get them.
No, it generally takes about 2 to 3 business days. They send it directly to us. Let me
see. So, yeah, I was about to say, did they send it to y'all?
Not yet. No, you went yesterday. So 2 to 3.
No, I went Friday. I went Friday.
So let's try maybe later today. I can check again. If not, maybe by tomorrow we should get something in.
Okay.
Okay, but I'll definitely keep you posted on that. And other than that, that's all we're missing. So send me your I-9W-4 and your 2-year residency proof, okay?
Okay, so I'm sending you, what am I saying? I'm sending just the 2-year residency and the I-9. Do I need to send my Social Security card and my ID? Because I think I attached that to something else.
I see it here. I have your social.
Mm-hmm.
And I have your ID. So you don't have to send your IDs. I have them on file already.
Okay, so I just need to send my 2-year residency and my I-9. That's it.
Yes, your I-9 and W-4 document. You should have 2 documents.
I think it was all together, right?
It should be all together, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I have it. Let me look and make sure it's the whole thing. Okay.
All right, Shanika. So I'll keep you posted when I get your results in for your TV test, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.